Listening comprehension.
Hey there, you're listening to Roger Cornish on Teen Radio 5. Today I've got a guest in the studio, Cindy Close. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Roger.
Cindy, you're a psychologist and an expert in the field of bullying, especially bullying at schools.
Yes, that's right. I've been working with schools, teachers and pupils for quite a while now.
And that's what we'll talk about in the show today. Bullying. What are pupils bullied for? Can you give a few examples?
Sure. Pupils are bullied for many things. The bullies just look for someone they can pick on, and that can be if you're overweight or thin. It can be that you're popular and others don't like that. It's also that hard-working students are bullied because they're successful. And then there are cases where girls and boys are bullied over the colour of their hair or over their looks.
What do you advise teachers to do in cases of pupils being bullied?
When dealing with someone who's being bullied, it's important to take the problem seriously. The teacher's reaction is very important. It may decide if the pupil makes the effort to resolve the issue or allows the bullying to continue for the rest of his or her school life. First and foremost, give the pupil a feeling of safety. Nobody else should see you or hear what you are talking about.
And what are the next steps then?
The teacher should examine the case very thoroughly. It's a good start if a pupil writes down exactly what happened and who was there, so that you can speak to other people. The more information you have, the better you'll be able to deal with the problem and the faster you can sort out exactly what happened.
But that means that the teacher will have to speak to the bully too, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. So the pupil should be told that too. The teachers need to let them know that they will need to hear both sides.
And that's all that can be done?
I think it's good if the bullied pupil has got the private phone number of the teacher, so he or she can call the teacher if the bullies try to put them under pressure not to talk to the teacher again. You could also arrange for a bullied pupil to have a playground buddy. And in the longer term, you could think about setting up a peer support scheme, which would help the whole school. If pupils complain that particular areas of the school are unsafe, for instance, the toilets or part of the schoolyard or building, staff could set up extra patrols.
Well, Cindy, thanks a lot for those really useful pieces of advice. And let's hope that more pupils dare to talk to their teachers about bullying at their school. Here's Beyoncé with Sweet Dreams.